Translation. Bali Maharaj said, "O son of a Brahmin, your instructions are as good as those of learned and elderly persons. Nonetheless, you are a boy, and your intelligence is insufficient. Thus, you are not very prudent in regard to your self-interest." Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being full in himself, actually has nothing to want for his self-interest. Lord Vamanadeva, therefore, had not gone to Bali Maharaj for his own self-interest. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, Bhaktaram Yakyatapasham Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, the Lord is the proprietor of all planets, in both the material and spiritual worlds. Why should he be in want of land? Bali Maharaj rightly said that Lord Vamanadeva was not at all prudent in regards to his own personal interests. Lord Vamanadeva had approached Bali not for his personal welfare, but for the welfare of his devotees. Devotees sacrifice all personal interest to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, although having no personal interest, can do anything for the interest of his devotees. One who is fooling himself has no personal interest. Om Agyanti Marandasya Gyan Janasalakaya Chakshurubhitam Yenitasmai Sri Guru Venima. I'd like to offer my obeisances to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of music and learning, to Srila Vyasadeva, the author, Srila Sukadeva, the speaker, and to Srila Prabhupada, by whose mercy we are all able to hear about these wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So in this last alinea, it says, devotees sacrifice all personal interest to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many of you gave the example by going out in the winter while I was in Johannesburg. But while I was in Johannesburg, I staged a drama called The Cobbler and the Brahmin. And in that play, I added a scene. I did it already years ago. So when Narada Muni approached Lord Narayan, Lord Narayan says, "Ah, Narada, how nice to see you. How are you?" And Narada says, "Seeing you, my Lord, is the perfection of my eyes, and chanting your holy names is the perfection of my tongue." And he says, "Where have you been lately?" He says, "I've been to the planet Earth, my Lord, where there are," I added that, "there are, you know, thousands of your devotees chanting your holy names and distributing transcendental literature. And in the coldest month of the year, they even have a transcendental competition in which some of them distribute more than 100 books a day." And Lord Narayan says, "How glorious for Kali Yuga." And then he gets a little sad thinking of his devotees out in the street. He says, "How glorious for Kali Yuga to be out on the street in the middle of winter." And then Narada approaches him gently from the back and says, "But if they are in the right consciousness, my Lord, they surely will experience transcendental literature, transcendental happiness, satisfaction." And he says, "That's true, but still it's a great sacrifice." So, like that. So, devotees, just like when you're young, when you're a baby, when a child, when someone is a baby, then everything, you know, it's mine. And then afterwards they share with their brothers and sisters and with their family, with the village, etc., etc. So in the beginning of devotional service, there's two classes of devotees. And, you know, and the Gosya Nandi, there's one, Vajranandi. They like chanting Hare Krishna. They have the deity at home, and they worship the Lord. But they don't really go out of their way to give Krishna to others. And the Gosya Nandi is a preacher. He wants to, you know, he experienced so much happiness, you know, from this wonderful gift that he's been given. So he wanted to share it with others. And that is the highest welfare you can do. You know, you can do so many welfare activities like like taking care of the elderly or of the blind or of the invalids or the mental disabled. And but it's just like if you're on a battlefield, you know, and soldiers get shot, and then the how do these people come? The hospice, are they called like that? The hospice, the doctors, whatever, you know. So they come and they have to pick up, they have to choose which ones are you going to save. You know, the one with no arms and no legs and his head half off, or the one who has a shot wound here or in his feet or so. So you save the one who is most eligible to get cured again and to be maybe even go back on the battlefield like that. So that's why to spread Krishna consciousness is called the highest welfare, because you ultimately don't save the eyes or giving them a nice day in Blackpool on the beach in the wheelchair, and they go, oh, isn't it lovely? Oh, yes, lovely, lovely. Shall we have an ice cream? Oh, yes, lovely, lovely. Like that. No, they will be thankful to you. But when they go home, they still be miserable. I can't walk, I can't dance, life sucks. You know, they're not happy. But if you tell that very same chair on same person in a wheelchair on Sankirtan, if you approach him and you give him a book, and if they're a little susceptible, you know, if you say, how are you? It's not easy, huh? Or so sometimes you see that it's a young person who, the way they dress, you can see what they were previously. So if you see if someone was like, maybe, you know, it's a sportman, and you can see on his clothes or a biker or whatever, and then you can see that he's still wearing those clothes, but then he's missing his legs, or his legs are just bundled up with a blanket. So you know, you can even, because many people are afraid to ask them, you know, you can say, you know, what happened, etc., etc., and then he says, yes, I feel very sorry for you, but you know, we have these books here, and it's these books that have such a wonderful message. It says that we actually, you know, we're not this body, that we eternal. You know, can you remember when you were young? What's the first remembrance of you in this life? And he goes, oh, well, sometimes they're very blunt and they don't even remember yesterday, but, you know, sometimes you remember, oh, and if they don't know, then he says, do you remember your first day to school? Or, you know, they, oh, yes, yes, yes. Or sometimes they remember when they were 3 years old. They says, no, you are the same person. You are the same person, but your body is now completely different like that. And now, you know, like you had some problems with your legs or your arms or whatever, but so these scriptures, they say that we are not this body and that we are eternal, so that our suffering or our happiness is last only as long as this body lasts. So, and in this way, some of them who are a little, I don't know what you need, but some of them might find consolation and they might get interested in books. Sometimes we try to skip those people. You know, we think, oh, no, we can't do that. What will people say if you sell this poor person? You know, like that. But, you know, like that. Or sometimes you're on the street and there's a big guy, you know, full of tattoos looking at you. And there's a real story. And the devotee goes, oh, you know, so he approaches everyone except that this guy. And then the guy comes up to you. Hey, why don't you approach me? Like that. So the whole thing on Sankirtan is that you have to try to, you know, first of all, you just, even like on the battlefield, you think you can use one, oh, well, this one will be the most suitable or you know, how you call that, the most, the person who might be interested. But sometimes, you know, you're wrong. And then you find that people you think, oh, they will never be interested, they're very interested. It can be this very rich posh lady with her nose in the air and a big fur on her shoulders, but inside she's miserable. She has everything and you know, she's still frustrated. Like that, it can be anyone. Okay, I want to continue something more from here. So, devotees sacrifice all personal interests to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, although having no personal interest, can do anything for the interests of devotees. So, the Lord, you know, He loves us. He loves each one of us. And He wants us to see us happy. You see, and He knows us inside out. So, you know, it's just like a father, you know, who knows what your children want and he gives them for Christmas or Santa Claus. And because he wants to see his children happy, it gives him more happiness than you know, get a present himself. Than if you give a present to your child, it is said that if you want to please a well-to-do person, then find something, a present to give to his child. So if a child is pleased, because a father has everything, what can you give him? A watch? He has already 10. Or a car? He has, you know, 10. Like that. But if you can please his child, then he will be very pleased. So here the last line, it says, one who is full in himself has no personal interest. One who is full. Maharaj. One who is full in himself has no personal interest. How would you how do you see that line? One who is fooling himself has no personal interest. Yeah, no, but this has no personal interest. So so yeah. One is fooling himself, you know, if you're self-satisfied, he has no personal interest. I see it that if you're happy, then, yeah, then if you become self-satisfied, then the more you become Krishna conscious, the less you think of yourself. And the more you think of others, and the less you are Krishna conscious, you think of yourself first. Say the Mahaplate comes around, you know, and then people grab, like for instance, I was in a temple and they served only Mahaprasadam, you know, and then there's a temple devotees, not so many, but then some people, they take two puris or three puris, but there's only four or five, then, you know, think of, let me just take one so that the others can also have one, or something like that. Or even if you're not so into puris, then, and you know he likes puris, then say, hey, you would like a puri, you know. So even if you like it a little, then it gives you more pleasure to give you a smile on your face. From, hey, you want a Mangalarti sweet? Then, although I like it myself, but to see you more happy. So that, I see it like that more, that, has no the personal interest, becomes less and less thinking about himself. But I might be wrong, but that's the way I see it. So a week ago, there was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance day, right? In December. And when I was in Johannesburg, I remembered that I once saw this quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and they're so deep. And I just read the first one, and if you read them as well, then I don't read them. But if you haven't, then I want to read a few of them, because they're so deep. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, we are put to test and trial in this world. Only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees can succeed. Did you read about those lines? You mentioned them all? Okay. No? All right, I'll read a few more because some are so deep. Every spot on earth where discourses on God are held is a place of pilgrimage. Possessions of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. As dalliance with the body in luxury increases, so wanes the spirit of service of the Lord. This is especially for those living outside, because you get entangled and then you get children and you have a job, etc., etc. And then Krishna is so difficult, you know, for forgetful. And you have so many things to think of just to maintain your family. Those favored by God, this is, I love this one. Those favored by God find their path set by thorns. So, if you don't have any thorns, that means you're not so strong that Krishna gives you a thorn, or Maya gives you a thorn, to how to deal with it. If you, because it's like a baby, you know, you say to a baby, hey, you want to fight? Boom. No. So you wait till he has a little muscle. So Maya's service is to test us, right? We can only go back to Godhead. We can only be eligible to go back to Godhead if we have no separate desire independent of the Lord. You know, everything, you lost their flavor. Living in this world, you know, your apartment, your this, and you see everyone is dying around me, and then the attractiveness of the Lord, you know, how wonderful it is there. And so at the time of death, your whole life comes in front of you. But then all the attachments which you have, they flicker up again. And then you see them, and say, oh yes, you know, like if something you like, ah, because you see it very quick. And then if it pops up many times, then your mind is thinking of that at the time of death. And then you have to take a body to enjoy that. Even if it's the sunshine, you have to take birth. You know, maybe in India, maybe in South Africa, definitely not in England, but you know, in a warm place, if the sun is your main attraction, or if the ocean is the waves is the most attraction, then you know, you will be in a seaside resort or whatever. When you get a little stronger in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, oh my, you know, there will be a test, and then the Lord sees how you deal with it. And you can, just like if you're at school, you can fail it, or you can pass it. And if you fail it, then he leaves you alone for a little while, and then he tries again, you know, to see. Because the Lord misses us more than we miss him. And he if you're sincere, he knows the ones who are sincere. But we all have our attachment to certain things. And he knows that as well. So he tries to take those attachments away from us, you know. And sometimes it's through others, you know, that we find others in our way who disturb us, you know. And then how do we deal with the situation? Do we get insulted? Do we get angry? Like that. And so the person here, the next one, the one number four, let me not desire anything but the highest good for my worst enemies. Well, that's something I find so difficult, and I don't know if I will ever reach that. You know, like Jesus Christ, they slap you on your left hand. Oh yes, please go on my right cheek. It is, to tolerate is one thing, but to wish the best for that person, you know, it's so high. So, but in order to become a pure devotee, we have to at least aspire to do that. And even if we fail at the present moment, we should know that one day I should be so magnanimous, so sweet, and so humble that I don't feel any anger towards anyone, even how they treat me. So, Chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly events, and pest. I don't know why pest. Pests are animals, aren't they? Like rats? I don't know, but I read it again. This will drive away inertia, worldly evils, and pest. Well, one time there was even, I remember Prabhupada mentioning that one time there was, hasn't been any rain for a long, long time in India when he was young. And then they organized a Harinam, and even the Muslims participated in the Harinam, and then it started to rain. Yeah. And here, sometimes it's too much rain. And sometimes at Ratha Yatra, there's rain. And I'm thinking, maybe Lord Indra thinks, oh, Jakya, let's give them rain. But anyway, that's just a joke, sorry. So, number nine, be indifferent to bizarre gossips. Stick firmly to your cherished goals. No lack or impediments of the world will ever stand in your way. The tendency for us, talking about Ratha Yatra, something which really, I'm so disappointed every year when I come to London, everywhere where I go to Ratha Yatra. No, I was in Cape Town for Ratha Yatra, and everyone was singing. There were not so many. It was when Mandela got buried. So there were not so many people on the street, but there also not met many Indian congregation came, because all were watching the television to look at all the dignitaries who came to say goodbye to Mandela. But everyone participated in the chanting. And what I see in London, you know, that the devotees are on the path, on the, how you call it, the sideways, and they all talk, 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 talk. So for those outside and for those inside the temple, next time, next Ratha Yatra, please just try to control your tongue and tell them, oh, how nice to see you. Let's meet up at Trafalgar Square. And then the whole day, can you imagine how many people are there on Ratha Yatra? But like half of them are talking, you know, if everyone would just get into the kirtan and chant loudly and distribute leaflets, then it would be even better, you know. It's already so great in London with like three or four Harinam parties. So, like that. So here it says, chant the Maha Mantra loudly. You know, and we have the tendency, also in this temple, that we go on automatic pilot. You know, Jai Vishnu Ki, Jai, Jai Tusmari, Jai. You know, Jai! You have to put, even if you don't feel like it, if you're tired, you have to do that. And if you do that, Prabhupada said, because you're not dancing, I asked him, why are you standing in the back? Mongolati, tired, just got up, tired. No, you're here for the lordships, so you go out of your way to dance for them like this. Like, don't be just in your head, just dance, not wildly, just sway. And at the end, you might be able to jump a little, but don't have to, but at least dance. In the old days, we were all doing the Swami step. So, you know, the tendency is, you know, is when the guests come and they stand and they don't move, then it becomes like a temple or like a church. And this is the movement of Lord Chaitanya, where we are alive and we are dancing and singing and happy. So every day should be a festival. And if we just make it a festival, even if we don't feel like it, then it just sparks off. You know, even it. It just, you know, it's like that. It goes around, and then the atmosphere is even nicer. Jai Shri Radha Govind Sitaram Lakshmanan Shri Shri Goni Dai Ki Jai. Be indifferent to bizarre gossips. Stick firmly to your cherished goals. No lack or impediments of the world will ever stand in your way. So this is determination, fixed, just like you go on Sankirtan, like, you know, the Kirtan leader, you know, or the Sankirtan leader, Hari 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 Bol. You know, he was fixed to go out as soon as possible, you know, like that. You have to be fixed, and no matter, oh, it's raining, don't care for the rain, I just go out and find myself a shopping mall or go door to door. So it's like this, you need enthusiasm, You know, and this enthusiasm shows also in, you know, participation, Hari Bol, and in determination, and being aware, like I said this before, but I have to repeat it again and again, that the lordships are the lordships of the manor. And they want to see you. We are his servants. So he's waking up very early. So we have to be there when he sees us. He wants to see, is my gardener there? Is my cook there? Is the pujari there? Yes, everyone is there. Very nice. Who's missing? Hey, what is he doing there? Where is he? Oh, sleeping. Okay, like that. So, and in the greeting of the deities, so he's all dressed up, you know, and so he wants to show himself. Ta-da! Where are you? You know, like that. And you can't chant his holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. No. In the old days, even where you're in the kitchen, you just run out of the kitchen and say, Hare Hare Bol, and pay obeisances and go back to the kitchen. You know, so what's the use of chanting your rounds while the lordship appear? You have to be there. You know, show respect, like that. And if you don't understand that, please try to understand it now. That's the whole essence of Krishna conscious. To become conscious that they are your lord, and your service in order to go back to his abode is to please him so much that he wants you all the time with him. And see, perfect. You're a perfect servant. Great. Can you cook for me? Yes. What do you want? You know, can you do it? Yes, boo. Like that. In this way, we become eligible. So a devotee, 11, feels the presence of God everywhere. But one averse, this is a beautiful one, but one averse to the Lord denies his existence anywhere. Shall I repeat that? You can. A devotee feels the presence of God everywhere, but one averse to the Lord denies his existence anywhere. I forgot number 10. Pay due respects to the extroverts of the world, but do not be appreciative of their manners and conduct. They are to be shaken off from your mind. So if someone, the extrovert, if they're very, you know, you meet on the street, a famous pop star, a football player, whatever you remember, and, you know, then you see him as a soul, and you can give your respects, etc., but think of him, this is just a spirit soul, tiny living entity on his way to hell. Let me save him. So you cannot appreciate transcendental matters, number 12, with the reasoning of the world. It is sheer nonsense to decry them with the measuring stick of your intellect. 13. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. 14. Life is for the glorification of topics on Hari. If that is stopped, then one deed is there to carry on life. This is a nice one. 15. Physical illness with Hari Bhajan is preferred to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. 16. Our span of life on earth is short. Our life will be crowned with success if the body wears out with constant discourses on Hari. We are on earth, 17. Not to work as artisans for making big buildings with wood and stone, but to work only as messengers for the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. To transform the adverse desires of the jivas is the supreme duty of the most merciful. To rescue one person from the stronghold of Mahamaya is an act of superb benevolence, far superior to opening innumerable hospitals. Unless we are devoted to God, secularism shall not leave us. Look within. Amend yourself rather than pray into the frailties of others. In this world of Maya, averse to the Lord, full of trials and tribulations, only patience, humility and respect for others are our friends for Hari Bhajan. Patience, humility and respect for others. The Lord, Gurusundar, puts his devotees in various difficulties and associations to test their patience and strength of mind. Success depends on their good fortune. When faults in others misguide and delude you, have patience, introspect, find faults in yourself. Know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. His last one, I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of the Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the welfare, for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual of this world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura ki jai. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, going back to the purport, being full in himself, actually has nothing to want for his self-interest. Lord Vamanadev, therefore, had not gone to Bali Maharaj for his own self-interest. So he went for the self-interest of others. So are there any questions or comments?